Okay, we're in Siman Reish Nun Beis. We just about finished Sif Beis. There was one Mishnah Berurah we couldn't get to. Sif Katan Chaf Gimel 23. We're discussing how you're permitted to give your clothes to a person to wash your clothes or other types of things like that. Even right before Shabbos, if you've made the price with him, and you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and also he doesn't do it, and the non-Jew does it in his house. Now, if you see that he's doing work on Shabbos, you have to tell him to stop doing that, even if you gave it to him many days beforehand. We're on Sifkat Nechav Gimel now, Kama Yomi, many days. Ritzoyim and Alomer means to say, to Bezoh Nesina, when you give it to him many days before Shabbos, Lein Yehudi, according to every Jew, Hoya L'chuli Alma Mutter, everyone says it's allowed to give it to him. Still in all, Afilo Hachi, Tzorech Limchos, you have to protest the non-Jew, Kishareo, when you see that he does work for you on Shabbos, and tell him not to do it. For that you should know, Dim Hoya Ha'ena Yehudi Sechir Yom, if this non-Jew was a daily worker, he gets a wage for a number of days, and he hasn't finished the work. Okay, so Yom Etzlo B'mehachol for the weekdays. Vuhu rotza ato gam kein lasos malachto, and he also wants to do work now. Bebeso in his own house of the non-Jew, but seen it discreetly. Okay, you don't have to worry now about Maris Ayin. Still, tzorech leilech, the Jew has to go to the house of the non-Jew v'limchosom to protest that he shouldn't do work for him. Why? Kaven shenod the law. Once he knows, since he knows he's doing work for him on Shabbos. Afal pi she'ein o selafan, even though he's not doing it before him, and it doesn't look like he's commanded to doing it, but since he's a daily worker, so it's like he's doing with his shlichus. Okay, so you can't have him do daily work for you, even if it's in the non-Jew's house. Kasev Magen Avram, the Magen Avram writes, the mitzava ein Yehudi lasos lo minolim. Let's say you command a Jew, a shoemaker, to make shoes for you. For all, and a Jew sees that the non-Jew osa b'Shabbos is making a Shabbos. Afilu lo katzas, even he didn't make a price with him. Ain't tzorech limchos b'yad, you don't have to protest them, they shouldn't make the shoes on Shabbos. Why? Daha akati lo nikra shem yisraelim. Still, there's no name of a Jew on that pair of shoes. Tell them to make a pair of shoes. V'yiboy ha eni huri moichrim l'acher, if a non-Jew wants to sell the shoes to somebody else, right? He could do that. And this guy, Yasim and Elamechim, he can make other shoes. In other words, you tell him, I want to buy a pair of shoes. He says, well, I'll sell to you for $100. He starts making the shoes. And now he didn't tell him when to make it, what to make it. And he's making the shoes on Shabbos. You don't have to say anything. Why? Because you don't own the shoes. You're only going to pay him for the job. And the truth of the matter is, that non-Jew, as far as he's concerned, who's the owner of the shoes?
Don't want you paid him already?
You didn't pay him.
I thought you said you paid him $100.
He said we made up a price $100. So? You didn't pay him $100.
Oh, okay.
And even if you gave him $100, it doesn't matter. I gave him $100 to make me a pair of shoes. The guy takes his own material, makes a pair of shoes. The shoes are still not mine ever till he gives them to me. Because he could just say, I made the shoes for somebody else.
How is that different than giving your clothes to the laundromat?
It's my clothes. It's mine.
And then we say, it's okay.
It's not okay under every circumstance. I can't give it to him to make do it on Shabbos, right? He can't do it in my house, right? But it's my shoes. My shoes. I have to set the price.
But when you go to the
if it's the non-Jew, I don't have anything to do with it. It's not my shoes. So he could do whatever he wants with it. There is no restrictions. We don't have the same.
So they become your shoes when he gives
only
them
when
to
he
you.
Gives them to me on Monday.
I see. Okay.
So I asked him to make me a pair of shoes.
Until then, they just a pair of shoes.
So that's not my shoes.
Okay.
And that's okay. Okay. Lav didei. Therefore, these shoes are not the Jews' shoes yet. So he's not working on the Jewish person's shoes. And after Shabbos, when the non-Jew decides he wants it to be yours, only then is it my shoes. It's not my shoes beforehand.
But he can do it anytime he wants.
But I don't. What?
But he can do it anytime he wants. So you're not asking him to do it on Shabbos.
But if he's the...
it's in private. How is that different than going to the with your dry cleaning on Thursday and saying you're going to pick it up on Tuesday and he does it on Shabbos? How is that this different? And it's your clothes. I don't know what the chiddush is. He could. It's for the job, so he can do it anytime he wants. It's on his own time. It's in his own house.
Well, he didn't set the price. Usually, you have to set the price.
Oh, he didn't set the price.
I'm sorry. He didn't. Afilu lo katzas. Even if he didn't set, that's the chiddush. Afilu lo katzas. Even if he didn't set up the price. Okay, then that's still okay. That's the chiddush. Good, good. Thank you for pressing me on that. Okay. Halacha Gimel, Sif Gimel. V'im hoisa milocha mifur semes. If the job that the Jew gives him to do is well known, it's for the Jew, v'yadua shishal Yisrael. Everybody knows it's the Jew's thing he's working on. And the non-Jew, va'osa b'makom first, he's doing it in a public place, everybody knows. Then, tov lahachmir, now it's good to be strict, v'lesor, and not allow him to do this work on Shabbos. Okay. Mishter Baruch, of Gimel, v'im ha'isa. De'oros la'abdon v'kelim l'kobes. If you're giving the skins for the non-Jew to work on them, and the clothes to wash, he's allowed to do it, usually, we said before, and the stomach, because in general we'd say, Ein yadua shehu shalidu. We don't know it's a Jew's, because it's in the non-Jew's establishment. Even if the non-Jew is working on the skins and washing the clothes in a public place, still, Ein limchos biyoto. The Jew does not have to protest that he shouldn't do it. Kisha kotzatz when he makes the price up. And because nobody knows that this is the Jew's shirt. But if it's known that the work that the non-Jew is doing, it is for this particular Jew. And the non-Jew does it, but something that's revealed somewhere where it's revealed to all. You have to protest that he shouldn't do it. Why? Because anyone's seeing, any day, he doesn't know, he's established the price. And then people will be suspicious that he's what? A beschir yom. That he's a daily laborer. Like we already learned in Simon Reish from Dal. Vayin Shom, look over there in Siv Dal, the Das Shulchan Aruch, Shom. That the opinion of Shulchan Aruch over there actually is the Medina Usser. It's really Mamish Usser to leave him to do it. Under this situation. Okay. So now here, the Shulchan Aruch is just saying what? Tov lahachmir. It's good to be strict. Where earlier, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's good to be strict. You have to stop. So look in the Be'er Halacha, which talks about that. And that they hold that Shulchan Aruch on there in Reish Mem Daled is the primary Halacha, that it actually is Usser and not just Tov lahachmir. Sivkot Chofei, V'yodua, and it is known that this is the Jews. Ulefiza comes out that if you know the guy is working for a Jew, you can't do it in a public place. So these Hachalukim Shenikarim, Shem Shalishol, clothes that are recognizable that they are Jews, let's say a Hasidish clothing, it's not going to belong to an Italian,
Talis.
And the non-Jew is washing it on top of the river, by the river. Shumakum Golan, first everybody knows about this. Tzorach limchos biyar, you have to stop him. Kisharo b'shavim, see he's doing it on Shabbos. Okay, but they don't know it's his shirt, though. They don't know it's his shirt. They just know it's a Jew's shirt. So that's the chiddush, even though it's not for you. Okay, so there is a Jew under suspicion.
Yeah.
We don't know which Jew is under suspicion. So the Magen Avraham says you got to stop him as well.
Yeah.
I can see the difference, though, because there's no one in particular to suspect. There's just eight house. And that's why, but Tosfos Shabbos, but the Tosfos Shabbos says, because the Lo Shach, it's not applicable to say that there is people being suspicious. The Lo Noda, show me who, we don't know whose it is. So this is a very interesting Shaila. Are we concerned only if it's suspicion that Chaim Yankel is the one who's telling him to do it? Or even a Jew? A Jew. That's already suspicious that a Jew, what does it matter if it's Chaim Yankel or a Jew? People are seeing that a Jew is doing this. The Chayyotim Hekobasad. The Chayyotim is lenient in this particular case. Ode me tamach for another reason. Why? The cave in Shadusha Minakobanea Yerlita and Kalim Lakobes Bekablona. Since we know the custom of this place is that we give clothing for non Jews to wash it on a piecemeal basis and not as a daily worker, as a shliach. Okay, and therefore, I feel him any Yehudi mechab, some of Makam of Forsum, even if the non Jew washed in a public place. Mutrits allowed, the Ein Bezech Shadr, there's no concern of suspicion, Mishum Suryom as a daily laborer, because the norm is not to do it as a daily laborer. And that would be like today. When you send your clothes to the dry cleaners, nobody pays them as a daily laborer, they pay them by the job. So now, even if it has a big side, so therefore, if you see that the non-Jew in his non-Jewish establishment is cleaning a talus, and you're walking by that place, let's say it's the non-Jewish dry cleaner is the store next to the shul, and everybody's walking to shul and seeing he's cleaning a bunch of talasim, right? It's not a problem because nobody gives it to him as a daily laborer. It's not a daily laborer. And the price is established. You go to the cleaners and they tell you $7,000 to dry clean your talus, and we're foolish enough to pay it. All right. All of a sudden, it's a religious thing. They charge you so much more. Right. But anyway, it's okay because there's no suspicion that they're working as a daily laborer. Okay, Masha Customs and Rashim give us a face, like we learned earlier. And that matter for any type of utensil that is always fixed on a piecemeal basis. In Israel, there is no prohibition. Ella kisha oseb a beis Yisrael. Only if thou, the non-Jew, is cleaning your talus in your house. The shamlo mahani shumad, and then no leniencies are allowed, as we've already explained earlier in Sifkat and Yud Zayin. In your house is a bad place for those things to happen. Okay. Sif Dalid. Okay, kol shekotzatz, anytime Jew makes up a price with a non-Jew, afal pishiyasa en yehudi malacha b'shabbos, even though the non-Jew is working with it on Shabbos, mutter lilbosh, lishrol lilbosh kli b'shabbos atzma. Whoa, the Jew can wear that garment even on that Shabbos when the non-Jews do it. Why? Even if he made the whole thing, let's say you made up with him on Wednesday. You say, okay, wash my shirt, please. And you make no date as when he has to give it to you. Okay? And then he takes the shirt Saturday morning, spends the whole morning washing the shirt, and he comes and gives you the shirt. There's no problem.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, let's say he gives you the shirt. Here, here's your shirt. Nice and clean. You can wash, you can wear it. Why? The kol shekotzatz, because as long as you made up the price, adai to the nafshi, the fact that the non-Jew is doing it now, he's doing ka'ovid, he's doing it for himself. For himself. This is the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, but there's a whole mess of Ramah coming up that's going to argue on that. So let's first do the Mishnah Berurah on this little point first. Chaf vav, kol shekotzatz. In a way, this all we have to set it up in a case, in a way there was no problem giving it to the non-Jew to begin with. Because you need all those other details, like you have to set up the price and everything else, and he's doing it in a non-Jewish area, and don't see that, all those things. as we mentioned in Sifbeis, then it is all right. Now, comes along the Ramah. Okay, back to the Ramah now. Hagah. Yeah?
There's one more.
What do you mean one more?
Chaf Zayin.
Oh, Chaf Zayin. Okay. One minute. Okay, Afalpi. Okay, sorry. Chav Zayin. Afalpi. Delo Dami. That's not similar. Lamad Mavor B'Simon Reishai and Vav. It's not like what we'll learn later on in Simon Reishai and Vav. In the Ramah. De Eini Yehudi Shehidli Kaner Bishvil Yisrael. What if a non-Jew lights a candle for a Jew on Shabbos? Afalim Hoya Al Yidei Ksisu Even Yisera B'Price. Osro Lishtamash Lord. You can't benefit from the light. How is that different? Dehach over here. But the clothing, even though the Jew is benefiting from the work that a non-Jew did for him on Shabbos, if he will wear it on Shabbos, so the non-Jew did not do it for the pleasure of the Jew, because he doesn't have to put this garment on Shabbos, does he? Does the Jew have to put the freshly laundered shirt on Shabbos?
The onus is on the Jew not to wear it.
Well, no, he can still wear it, but the non-Jew did not do it for the Jew's benefit on Shabbos. When the non-Jew lights, he tells the non-Jew, light my candle for me, he's obviously doing it for the Jew to benefit on Shabbos. There's no way. Why are you lighting the candle for him on Shabbos?
Yeah.
All right. Then he's doing it clearly for the Jew to benefit on Shabbos.
Okay.
When he's washing his shirt, he's not doing it so the Jew will benefit from it on Shabbos. You just told him to wash it. He gave it to him on Monday.
It's his convenience.
So the Jew, to the non-Jew, is doing rak atay to the nash. He's doing it for his convenience. Lemaher, lashem blos, to finish up his work. Which is not the case over there. When they're lighting the candle for the Jew, even if it's a set price, hadlakas of a Shabbos, when he lights on Shabbos, so the Jew should do it right now. So therefore, it is for a Jew's benefit on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't benefit from it by the candle, because he's doing it for you on Shabbos. He knows you're benefiting from it on Shabbos, so he's doing it for your benefit on Shabbos. When he's making your shirt, I didn't tell him to do it for sure. He's making it, but why is he giving it to me today? Well, it works out good for him to do it for me today. I didn't ask him for it.
We said before we should protest if you see him doing it on Shabbos.
Again, only under certain...
We made a big point of that.
When it's in public, yeah. In front of Jews, and everybody knows it's a Jewish shirt. Here, we're saying, the Mishnah prefaced this halacha and said we're doing it under all circumstances where it's allowed to do this. The non-Jew is making it in his shop, and nobody knows he's doing it for a Jew, which is permitted. If let's say that non-Jew would do all that, but he doesn't give it to you till Sunday, we'd say that's for sure fine, right? You pay the Jew, and you make up the non-Jew in advance. You say, wash my shirt for $3, and it's Monday, and I'm not telling him what to give it back to me. Okay. And the non-Jew's making it in his Chinese laundry in Chinatown. Okay, now, if he gives you on Sunday, we had no problems with this. The Shulchan Aruch's Chiddush is, even if he does the whole work on Shabbos and in his Chinese laundry where nobody sees what's going on, and then Shabbos afternoon he just comes to your house and gives you the shirt, the Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch is that you may wear it. To which we're asking, how is that different when the non-Jew is paid on a job basis and he lights the candles for you on Shabbos? How is that different? The answer is because when a non-Jew lights candles for you on Shabbos, he is lighting candles for you on Shabbos for your benefit, for you to have it on Shabbos to benefit. Yeah. And you can't benefit when a non-Jew does work for your direct benefit on Shabbos. When he's making the shirt for you, he's doing it for his benefit, the non-Jew's benefit, because he wants to get this job out of the way. And therefore, you may benefit. That's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. The Ramah is going to disagree with that. But you clearly can see why Shulchan says it's allowed. Because I didn't ask him to do it for me. If he had not brought it to me, it would be totally allowed. That's for sure, no question. If he'd bring it on Sunday, it's for sure permitted. So what sense he brings to me on Shabbos?
So he brings to you on Shabbos and you accept it?
Why not?
paid for it already.
I paid for it already?
I thought we said about a mailing and all that when you get a letter.
I didn't. That problem mail went out of the tchum. The non-Jew lives in your city. He didn't have to carry. He didn't have to do any prohibited activity to get it to you. You just said, mate, wash my shirt. Today it's Tuesday. Yeah. Whenever you have it, it's fine. So, okay, so even though he worked the whole Shabbos to wash your shirt, but he did it for his benefit because he wanted to get your shirt out of the way. He wasn't doing it. You did not instruct him to wash the shirt on Shabbos. So he's not working. The only problem is that a Jew, non-Jew, is working for you on Shabbos. Okay? But when I pay him earlier and I don't tell him he has to do it on Shabbos, then the non-Jew is working for himself so that he can do the other work that he wants to do. But when he lights, like when you tell him that you need him to light candles for you when it's going to be Shabbos, right? You pay him in advance on Tuesday. Listen, you know, if the lights go on Shabbos, I need you to turn them on for me. And I pay a set price. He can't do that for you. Because even though, wait a minute, I did all the other criteria to allow the non-Jew to do it. But I'm not allowed to, but clearly there the non-Jew is lighting it for your benefit on Shabbos because you're telling him, I need to have light on Shabbos. I need the shirt on Shabbos. If you would have told him I need the shirt on Shabbos and he had to do it on Shabbos, then it would not be allowed. I can't pay the non-Jew to wash my shirt on Shabbos knowing he's washing my shirt on Shabbos and that's the only time he could be doing it. Like when lighting the lights for me on Shabbos, you can't say, well, he could have done it any other day and the non-Jew's doing it for his pleasure. No, I'm telling him to light it for me on Shabbos, so it's my pleasure. So that's clearly the difference.
What about a different perspective? We learned, I think it was Mordechai, give a towel that's wet Friday afternoon, you hang it on the line, and it dries by Shabbos lunch. You can't use that towel. It's
because
it wasn't usable on Shabbos. Well, before Shabbos, right? John, do you remember we learned that with Mordechai?
So
the shirt presumably was dirty before Shabbos, and it wasn't really usable on Shabbos, and now he cleaned it. And during Shabbos, it became usable. Can you wear it?
All right, that's a good question. That's a good question.
And maybe you don't know when he really washed it, but you were saying we know he washed it on Shabbos.
Okay, that's a good question. All right, that's a good question. We'll have to think about that.
You're saying it's mukta.
You could say the fact that it's dirty doesn't mean it's not washable. It's not wearable. When you take your shirt to the cleaners, yeah, your white shirts to the whatever shirts to the cleaners, right? I wouldn't say it's not wearable.
I assume you could take it because you don't wear it.
You like to get your shirt cleaned. You know, but it's not that it's not necessarily wearable.
Tricky point.
Right? I mean, that's what we could get out. You know, we're trying to isolate. The real point isn't muksa here.
I know.
You're bringing up a different issue, as it were. So we'd have to craft the case. We've already crafted the case that all the other problems aren't there. So the point here is not the muksa issue. The point is the non-Jew is working for on Shabbos. So, okay. So let's just craft the case that the shirt was wearable. That's all. When you give him a shirt, the shirt, although it might need, you like it to be cleaned, you can't say it's not wearable. Okay, but I hear your point. Shirt, yeah. I hear your point. But notwithstanding the muktzah issue, okay, forget about the muktzah issue, would this be allowed? So I'm just saying, the chiddush is, even though the non-Jew, here's a case where the non-Jew is working on your shirt, the whole Shabbos given to you on Shabbos, you may still wear it because you've taken care of all the issues of non-Jewish work for you on Shabbos. Okay, there's a side issue of most. All right, now I don't know where I am on the Mishnah Berurah now. Mashe, which is not the case here. Okay, Hadlokas b'Shabbos. So the Jew wants to use the benefit of the candles now. So therefore it's not allowed. Luvisa comes out, even in our case of giving the shirt to be washed. Here again, the Jew tells the non-Jew, close to Shabbos. He says like this, this wording. You gave it to him on Wednesday, and now you see the Nanchu 5 minutes before Shabbos. And you say, Madula Gomarta Malachi, why didn't you have my shirt done by now? Then Veheshivlo, he's gonna say, Esos Lamachus, I'll make it for you on Shabbos. Then in Achanami, you're right. I feel that's a machaber. Even according to Shulchan Aruch, who was lenient before, also Shabbos. Now you can't wash it on Shabbos. Go in there, like in there, because that's as if you told him to do it on Shabbos. Okay, this is all the Shulchan Aruch. Now we go to the Ramah, who says, I got Veyesh Ostrim. There are those who say, it's prohibited, Lulav Shul, to wear it. Call Shiadua whenever you know, She'eni Yehudi Gemara B'Shabbos. And non-Jew did the work for you on Shabbos. And therefore, if he brings it to you on Shabbos, you didn't do an Avera that he did it on Shabbos, but you can't wear it. And how long do you have to wait? You have to wait on Motzei Shabbos, Bikdeshia, so the time it would take for it to get washed. That's initially how we should paskin, to not wear it, unless he really needs the shirt on Shabbos, then you can be lenient. There's still more Ramah, but let's chew on that part first. Chof Ches. Now, why are they saying it's awesome? The Shulchan Aruch seem to make so much sense. He says, time of their reason that it's prohibited is the Asul Yisrael La'anas Me'amalacha, a Jew may not benefit from the work that's done on Shabbos, B'Shabbos B'chol Gavni, under any circumstance, Kivin Shemikol Makam Nasa Malacha V'Shol, since at the end of the day, the work was made for him. That's what they all... Now, even on my footnote here, says, even though the non-Jew was hired as a piecemeal, but since he's doing for a Jew on Shabbos, and even though it's for the non-Jew's benefit, you still can't benefit from the work he does on Shabbos. Why did the Shulchan Aruch allow it? He's saying when the non-Jew is doing piecemeal work, look what he says. He says it's as if the object is the non-Jew's, and he's doing his own thing, and now he's giving the Jew the item. Jew, wow. Okay, so that's the machlokas over here, the two opinions. Okay, we got to stop right here at Chof Ches. Yes, let's pick it up tomorrow.